Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome. Thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Biotech. Everything from innovation in seeds and animal vaccines to new foods and human medicines hold tremendous opportunity to transform the future. The science also represents significant opportunity to create new jobs and improve America's national security. Those were just a few of the key theses outlined in the CHIPS and Science Act of 22 and key reasons why the U.S. Department of Commerce just designated Indiana one of 31 federal tech hubs. Here to share more about what these designations mean are Dave Roberts and Andrew Kosak of the Applied Research Institute. Dave and Andrew, welcome to Ag Bioscience and congratulations to you both.
Well, thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having us on.
It is good to see you both. This federal tech hub designation really has the potential to be generationally changing for the ag bioscience, the biotech economy. Dave, I want to get started with you. Before we explore what this tech hub will mean, we have to learn more about you and this new Applied Research Institute that you're leading, its role in pursuing this critical designation.
Yeah, Mitch. Well, thanks. Again, it's great to be on with you. Appreciate your support over the years and the advocacy in this arena. It's really been transformative, I think, to the entire state and certainly to the industry. The Applied Research Institute is really an extension of the hard work that was occurring within the Holcomb administration at the IEDC for the last seven years. It took a few years, I think, to really get the strategy set in terms of being comprehensive. But, you know, from the very beginning in 2017, the administration was making some great investments in innovation and entrepreneurship. And so it's just been, it's been a really rewarding thing to see it play out, over the last 7 years. And we got to a point about a year ago where Secretary Rosenberg, and before he was secretary, he and I were talking with then Secretary Chambers about how Indiana can really be more competitive and pursue some of these transformative opportunities that we saw in the administration at the federal level coming out. And, the determination was made and support came from Secretary Chambers, as well as from obviously the governor's office and Governor Holcomb, to really create this, modified mission scope for Applied Research Institute. The organization itself has been around for about 7 or 8 years. And the new sort of focus really, though, is around a statewide impact across all disruptive and transformative technology sectors. Previously, the organization was really focused on a particular geography around Crane and on national security and defense related items. And while that is still key, we've expanded that aperture a little bit more. So sorry to go on a little bit, but that's the background. And so the Applied Research Institute is one of the main three things that we do is pursue these federal opportunities. And we're just humbled to have been able to secure, three this year, with the Tech Hub being the third one most recently.
It's exciting what you have accomplished in such a short period of time, Dave. And Andrew, this is one that has been in the works in multiple steps of your career. You and I began working on this last year when you were still with U.S. Senator Todd Young, him being one of the co-authors of the CHIPS and Science Act, really the legislation that made this designation possible. Give us an idea. How did this law come to be? And why did you and the team ultimately choose biotech to focus on for this tech hub over the other 9 key technologies that the law outlined?
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Mitch. And at the outset, I just want to thank you for your leadership at every step of that process. And thank here you. We are in the implementation phase where we've won this, and that's largely due to your leadership, your involvement, and so grateful for all that, and excited about what's ahead. There's a lot of reason to be excited, but The origin story, the quick origin story, goes back to 2020. Senator Young and Senator Schumer authored the Endless Frontier Act, which this program was included in, this regional tech hub program. There was also a large component of research funding in that. It went through the legislative machinations. It was renamed a couple times, eventually passed as part of the USICA, USICA, the Innovation and Competition Act in 2021. That passed the Senate in June, and that had the CHIPS Act as part of it. But even then, with a lot of bipartisan momentum behind it, it still took another year to come to agreement with the House on what became ultimately the CHIPS and Science Act. And part of that was this $10 billion program. As you said, there are 10 different key technology areas that the legislation is focused on, things like artificial intelligence, quantum computing, advanced robotics, advanced energy technologies. And so we had the difficult task last May when the phase one process began, and that's when we started competing to be designated as one of these tech hubs. The legislation called for at least 20 to be named. So we were competing to be one of 20 around the country. So we looked at all of Indiana's different assets. We've got some incredible, you know, growing and emerging industries and in a lot of those technology areas as well. We ultimately, there was a, we conducted along with the IEDC a pretty detailed data analysis and then some subjective interview-based analyses around how to best position the state. The two key industries that pretty clearly emerged as front runners for the state were in the life sciences sector, including ag science, certainly, and in advanced manufacturing. And so how we positioned our application was kind of the convergence of those two things, which was, you know, advanced manufacturing in the biotechnology space. And that allows the state to really capture some of our key industry leaders. We've got these global leaders in Eli Lilly in the human health space and Corteva in the more the plant science and Elanco in animal science, which is a really rare, I think, trifecta for any region.
Totally.
Along with our university systems. So of the 247 regions that organized around the country, we were one of 31 named as a designated tech hub, and couldn't be more thrilled to emerge and really excited for what's ahead, like I said.
Well, it's incredible, guys. I mean, you both, your leadership, Andrew, you were kind in your remarks, but this wouldn't simply happen without a converging force like ARI, the Applied Research Institute, and the work you both are leading. As folks have begun to consume this news and say, okay, great, okay, we're a tech hub, biotech is important. The first question that's always asked is, okay, so what's a tech hub? Is it a building? Is it a place? Is it a center? Give us a flyover. What is a tech hub and what does this designation really make possible?
Yeah, it's a great question. And just a quick aside to your point about how the state really came together. I think that was a unique feature for us when it came to that competition, is that everybody in the state coalesced around this application. And that's a credit to everybody who's been involved in this. Everybody was willing to set aside maybe their ideal vision for what could unify our application. And I think that showed in the result. But that is the next question. What is a tech hub? And it can manifest in a lot of different ways, but probably the best way to think about it is it's a regionally concentrated group of entities and organizations, and they're aligned around a mission to advance one of these key technology areas. So, the hope is that impacts positively, certainly economic growth in the region, and even has a positive impact nationally. Has a positive impact on national security, because all these technology areas are important to national security, and we don't want to be second to anybody else around the globe, certainly our adversaries in these areas. And the key is really that geographic concentration, and then being able to pull in aligned organizations from perhaps outside that geography who can also advance that mission. So part of this phase two process is defining what we want our tech hub to look like. And we've got three initiatives that we've described in the initial application. One around workforce training in the life sciences manufacturing area. One launch network for small and growing life sciences manufacturing businesses. And then a third program that would focus more on the manufacturing process itself to ensure that we're finding efficiencies and advancing in technologies that will allow us to certainly not offshore any of this technology that we're developed, that we're developing here domestically.
Yeah, the intersection of those three, I think, are just really, really fascinating, Andrew. And we'll learn about it right after this quick 60-second break. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years. And together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at indianafarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Dave Roberts and Andrew Kosak of the Applied Research Institute. Gentlemen, the Indiana Tech Hub named Heartland Bioworks, really this effort that you just talked through, Andrew, of bringing together multiple pieces of biotech and advanced manufacturing. But human health has really become synonymous with biotech here in central Indiana, and really, I think, across the Midwest. But this tech hub really reflects the broader application of biotech across human health, plant science, animal health coming together as part of this tech hub. Share more about how you see this human, plant, animal, biotech innovation being a part of the tech hub.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, I think this is a unique feature that our region and our state have is some incredible assets in each of those three areas. And also the division between plant science, animal science, and human health is blurrier by the day, let's say. So we all know, you know, the food chain impacts human health, and it's all connected. And a lot of what we're seeing out of global health and federal health agencies is a focus on that entire biological spectrum. So I think we'll be aligned with those mission sets that our federal partners are going to be focused on in the near term, certainly. And it's also important from the competitive environment, because we're thrilled to get this designation, but we really want to win phase two, which is where at least $50 million initial implementation grant is at stake. And the EDA expects to name about 10 of those. 11 of the 31 designees are in or around the biotech space. So the competition is going to be extremely tough, and anything we can do to set ourselves apart. And I think that's where the plant, you know, science assets that we have through Purdue University, through Corteva, a number of other industry partners that Mitch could name much more aptly than I, you know, that's where they really come to bear. And then in the animal health, we've got this unique asset with Elanco and all the, you know, supporting businesses around that. So that's where in phase two, we got to continue to come together as a hub and just explore what those synergies, those overlaps and opportunities are to capitalize on that whole biological spectrum.
I'm so glad you mentioned the competitive landscape, Andrew, because as we look at the 31 that were designated, as we look specifically at Ag Bioscience, there are really three regions, three tech hubs that emerge is really in this space when we talk about ag bioscience. You have Heartland Bioworks, the one here in Indiana, Illinois focused on precision fermentation for food, Kansas City area focused on animal health. And it's why I love your work, your focus on saying, hey, look, our differentiation is really this intersection between people, plant, and animal. And as that thesis becomes more real, like this idea of being able to edit a plant that an animal can eat and that animal protein ultimately goes to feed a human and the human then has a health benefit from that cycle. And because we have all the assets we have, holy cow, this should be ours to go grab. We just have to do it. The good news is, Dave, is you have built an amazing machine here of late, having put some massive momentum behind winning these big federal grants. Give us a sense of what is happening, the magnitude of these federal designations that you and the team at ARI have secured.
Yeah, sure. So Mitch, it is, I'll just say it's huge. It is big. And to try and put some numbers around it, there's actually, you know, three, this is the third of them that I mentioned. So the CHIPS, the Microelectronics Commons opportunity, the Hydrogen Hub opportunity, and now this one. In terms of for Indiana, the potential is several hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
And I say it that way because there's still a lot of hard work to do. We've got a great team, both within ARI and through the stakeholders that we've been able to bring together. On this one, the opportunity is up to $75 million. Which would just be transformative to the region and to this particular sector. On the microelectronics opportunity, it's a competitive environment. $33 million has been awarded so far, but we've got hundreds of millions of dollars in R&D dollars that'll come out over the years 2 through 5. So, and then the final one, hydrogen, we know that one's going to be in excess of $200 million. Really dedicated primarily to Northwest Indiana. So it's transformative. And I think, Mitch, it's validation of what we all believed, right? As citizens of a great state. But this is objective third party recognition, right? And recognition of what? It's recognition that what we're doing in Indiana works, our ethos and character work on a national scale. You know, that work hard, be creative, find solutions. It's what we do. As a state, you know, we focus on these major opportunities and challenges, and then we come together, like Andrew talked about. The collaboration from so many stakeholders throughout Indiana was critical on this one. Coming together behind a single application, I think was really important in this arena. And I think we saw that on CHIPS as well. We had over 136 members on that one, and that was nationwide membership. And we were able to lead with Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois. We create those transformative solutions together, right? And when we don't care who gets the credit, we can do so much together. And I think just to be direct about it, you're a great example of that, Mitch, because I think the very first person that was tracking this was Agrinovis, and you know, beating the drum really in a cohesive way so much earlier. We were getting a lot of data points when I was at the IEDC, but you know, the input that you provided, that Agrinovis provided, that had so many different stakeholders involved was really hard to ignore. And it goes down the stack to folks, friends, right, that I'm asking that are in this. Brian Semi played a role, a guy named Mark Zach at Corteva, a friend of mine, Sean Geringer, and even a person from Illinois chimed in. I won't say their name to protect them, but it took a lot of different people coming together to get this to this point in the process.
I appreciate it, Dave. It is so exciting, exhilarating to see what's possible. And Andrew, when you talked about this earlier, you know, it really does come back to national security. When we talk about these dollars flowing in, we talk about the innovations that can be made possible really across all three of these. I mean, we're talking about the CHIPS and Science Act and the Tech Hub designation, but this idea of us uniting as a people to solve big problems, to solve big challenges, to address giant opportunities, it is exactly how this should work, exactly how it should work. Now, for those that are hearing about this for the first time, maybe they're hearing about the Tech Hub, maybe ME Commons, maybe it's the Hydrogen Hub. You mentioned we're going to have a lot of people involved. So how can people get involved? How can they get engaged? How can we do everything we can to make sure that these dollars flow to Indiana and the innovation happens here?
Yeah, the best way is to reach out to Andrew. Just call him, email him, tackle him. No. You can go to our website, theari.us. You can also go to the heartlandbioworks.us dedicated website. You can see a list of all of our members there. We also have a dedicated website for the other two initiatives, but primarily heartlandbioworks.us.
Terrific. He is Dave Roberts, CEO of the Applied Research Institute, and Andrew Kosak, Executive Vice President of the Applied Research Institute. Gentlemen, thanks again for spending time and for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. You can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier. Saying thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.